Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Into the Barber Zone, the first show of 2011. Welcome, y'all. It's your man, Chavez Moment, coming right here from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parkins Avenue on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, y'all, to a brand new year. 2010 is gone. All that craziness we went through is over. We got a new calendar year to start with. So I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for supporting the Barber Zone in 2010. And hopefully you support us even more in 2011. So we're here, and it's a new time. We now moving to 9 p.m. You know, the whole time we've been 2 p.m. every Monday, you know, we got a lot of people that listen to the show afterwards and, you know, made suggestions or made, you know, kind of hints about if you have it in the evening time, I will be able to get on and be able to join the show, be able to let my voice be heard. So for all y'all that ask, here it is, the show at 9 p.m., you know, put the kids to bed, get them, you know, get them fed, get everything out the way, and let's talk about what's going on in the barber and beauty industry right here on Enter the Barber Zone. For y'all that's listening on the internet, on barberzone.org, through the Listen Live button, or on Blog Talk Radio under Barber Zone, if y'all want to call in and y'all want to tap into this topic of the day, the number is 347-637-3850. We're talking today about, you know, all of us had to go through barber beauty school, or some of us still may be in barber beauty school. But did and is your barber school or beauty school properly preparing you to get out here in this real world? That's what we're talking about. Were you properly trained in your barber school? You know, but before we even get into that, before we even start into that, y'all know what we got to do. We got to get them shout-outs, man. I call them shout-outs. A lot of people call them prayers. I call them shout-outs. So, you know, we got to get that thanks, man. So let's take the time to say thank you, Father, for another day, another opportunity, a brand new year. You took us through 2010. It was real hard, but now you're giving us another opportunity in 2011. So, Father, we say thank you, and let us use this opportunity to the best of our ability that we may be better than we were in 2010, that 2010 just made us stronger. So as we go on in this year and as we go on with this show and with our lives, we want to say thank you for what you've already done for us and what you're going to do for us in this year. So, Father, all these blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, look like 9 o'clock is working, man. The switchboard is blowing up. Everybody that's on here, you know, I'm gonna call out your area code to let you know that I see you. 678. We got the 205. We got the 843. We got the 267. The 215, and the 585. I'm feeling like Luda right now. I got area codes, but y'all, the question. What a topic of the day. Did your barber or beauty school prepare you properly for this real world here? All right, y'all. Here we go. We got a caller coming from the 678. Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who we got on the line with us today?
This is Lady Barbara Phil from Atlanta.
Welcome. Well, welcome to the show. Happy New Year to you, lady.
Happy New Year's to you.
Okay. Before you get started, that's how we do it on the Barber Zone, man. Let everybody know who you are, where you're cutting at, whether you're in school or not, and your numbers on how to get at you. And then we want to hear, did your barber beauty school properly prepare you to enter the real world? Hello?
Oh, okay, you're
speaking to
me?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you.
Yeah, it pretty much gave me the basics, you know, basic skills, and the rest was on me.
Yeah. I mean, we know, well, let's start it off like this. We know your school gives you the basics, because basically, if you don't know that what schools really do is they prepare you to pass the state board test or to meet the requirements that are in your state. But did anybody, any of your instructors or anything at your school prepare you for what you were seeing in the shop? Did any of that happen?
May I say this? H to the no.
Okay. That's what we want to know. And the reason I came up with this topic, or this topic was brought to me, I get a lot of stuff on Facebook, back and forth, asking questions. And a brother hit me up and said he was about to take his state board test, but he was nervous on the written part, because he didn't feel like, you know, he was adequately prepared for that test. So, you know, I've heard that before, so I wanted to, you know, see what people got to say about it. So, lady, hold on for us a minute. We got a caller.
Okay.
Hey, I got my man calling in real quick. I talked to him earlier, and I know he's trying to sneak in and get on the get his word out there. So, y'all, MC Razor, Happy New Year to you, and welcome to the Barber Zone.
Man, good looking out. Likewise, and thank you for the warm welcome, big dog.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, did your school properly prepare you for the real world?
whoever said H to the no, if you don't mind, can I agree with that person?
Okay.
Real quick, if you don't mind, I got one thing I want to say. Are y'all ready? Those who are on the line, can you hear me?
Yes.
Man. Hey.
Okay, listen at this. Now, if your school is not committed to ensuring the success that graduates in their chosen field while providing an energetic environment that facilitates the confidence and the skills necessary for them to obtain the success, I'm sorry, the job is not getting done. Also, if your school is not dedicated to helping the students unlock their creativity and imaginations and improving themselves and ultimately being an achieving professional and having that success while observing loyalty before all else except honor and integrity, if your school is not doing that for your students, I'm sorry, they need help.
Okay, there it is. Hey, y'all, if anybody's listening on the show and they call in, press 1. I see we got a lot of people here on the line. If you're on here and you want to tap into this topic, press 1. You know, we got my man MC Razor off, and we got the female representative off. All right, we got a caller coming from the 205. Let's see what they got to say about this topic. Caller, welcome to the Barber Zone. Hello. Caller from the 205. Caller from the 205. Welcome to the Barber Zone.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing beautiful, brother. Happy New Year to you. Who are we talking to?
This is Navarro out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
What's going on, good brother? Welcome to the show. So you know the topic for the day, man. Why don't you tap into that a little bit? Did your barber or beauty school, I don't know whether you're a barber or a stylist, did your barber beauty school properly prepare you for the real world? And what I'm talking about when I say this in the real world, I'm talking about did they properly prepare you to take your appointments, to do your taxes, to do any business management? Did they help you with any communication skills in this game? Because, you know, being a barber, it ain't all about just how good you cut. Are you a people person? Are you able to diagnose them communicable diseases that are in the books that we have? Was that done?
Well, Well, no, and you know, in Alabama, I don't know if any of the barbers are familiar with how the state of Alabama works, but there really is no.
Y'all don't have a barber board,
right?
Y'all don't have a barber board down there, correct?
No, we don't.
What?
So no, they don't have a barber board. So what are you guys doing? How do you become a barber, or are you just going to your local beauty and barber supply, grabbing some clippers, practicing on your friend, and then you get nice, and then you start yourself a barber? I mean,
or you become an apprentice under another barber, and he brings you along. But you know, it's like how guys learn. You know how a lot of cats learn before they get licensed. You know, they get the clippers and they practice on their buddies and friends. And, you know, then they get a chance going to the, you know, they don't get a chance going to the shop until they get their license. So, well, in Alabama, it's a little different because there's no barbering board. So I was more like an apprentice in. So I didn't get that training or that guidance or what have you. I mean, I got some stuff, but, you know, I got a lot of hands-on.
You got a lot of hands-on and basically no theory.
I did go to school to learn theory, but
okay.
And so that helped me out a lot because I noticed that a lot of barbers that, especially when they just learn, they forget about the importance of sanitation, the importance of getting to know the customer and getting to know what your customer likes, dislikes, how to fit the cut to their shake head and all that kind of thing.
And for y'all that this is your first time on the Barber Zone, that's something we talk about all the time is education. Stand up on your education. And me being from Ohio, being one of the most strictest states in the country, dude, we got to be up on our education and our sanitation. You know, when our state board come in our shop every 3 months, main thing they looking at is your sanitation. So, you know, we got it. So, basically, brother, what you're telling me is there's a lot of bootleg barbers in Alabama. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, like I said, you know, like what you're telling me, like how you get the state board comes in to you every 3 months.
Exactly.
A lot of folks would say, oh, that's too much. I envy that. The reason I envy that is because for what the point that you made earlier, it's the education, it's the knowledge, it's the proper way of doing things. It's the business aspect. They're making you businessmen. And then on top of that, you know, you probably had to go to beauty school. You know, as well as barber school. You know what I mean? You probably know a lot about how to do women hair. You know what I mean? That's something I want to learn on my own.
Yeah, we had to.
Right. And so, but the state of Alabama is... there's no barbering board in the state.
And, man, that's where the problem comes in, man. That's where the problem comes in and messes up the barber game. So, callers that we have on the line right now, how many hours do you have to have in order to become a barber in your state? Because here in Ohio, we got to have 1,800 hours.
You mean in Alabama?
No, we know y'all have to have nothing, really.
Okay.
In Georgia. What y'all got down in Georgia? Either one of y'all can answer.
Georgia, we got about 1,500. 1,500.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, y'all. Hey, thank y'all for calling. Hold on, man, because we add more people to this line. That's how we get it in the barber zone, man, so everybody can be heard. Hey, I got to get this man on next to the line coming from South Carolina. We got my man Roger Samuels in the building. Welcome to the barber zone, man. Happy New Year.
Yo, what's up? Happy New Year. What's going on?
Everything is good, brother. Everything is good. Hey, man. Tap into this topic, good brother.
Well, you know, first and foremost, let you know for the 2011, I want to reintroduce myself, Roderick Samuel, Andis Educator, Profile Barber Institute, Profile Corporate, the Commission definitely coming in 2011. Hey man, we're just trying to do some great things. One thing that I do want to say is, you know, I feel sorry for Alabama, and you know, when I'm gonna call my attorney after this call, and we're gonna sue the state of Alabama because they should not be leaving people out there stranded like that. You know, knowing that you know the barbering industry is such a viable career, they should not have people out there stranded trying to be self-taught. You know, coming into the industry, but what would you like to know from me today, kind sir?
You know, when you was in barber school, man, not right now, knowing that you are educating yourself, was you properly trained coming out of barber school, and were you ready for the real world?
Well, I'll tell you what, I, like the young man that was on the line earlier, I actually trained under what we call in South Carolina an OJT, or an on-the-job training, where instead of your traditional 1,500 hours, I had to do 1,920 hours, and I trained under a licensed barber instructor. It's kind of twofold. Number one, training under another barber, I did not get the type of theoretical training that I actually needed. The hands-on training was good. I learned a lot. I was able to make money while I was being trained. But that actually sparked the idea of me starting my own school because of the fact that I came from a high school in a school district where we got first-rate structured education. We didn't have to sit in a barber chair and somebody say, yo, dog, read this chapter and I'm going to give you a test. It didn't work that way for me. You see what I'm saying? So did it help me get coming into the real world? Sure, because I got real world experiences. But after I decided and when I saw the need for me to do more and be more with my life, I had to go back to school myself. I actually went to cosmetology school after I got my barber's license to become a master hair care specialist. So in the aspects of coming out into the real world, yes, it did help me. It helped me to train under somebody because I had firsthand information. I was able to cut. I was able to learn how to do things and deal with people, customer service, how to sell products, things like that. But from a theoretical standpoint, a lot of the stuff that I was doing, I didn't know what it meant.
You didn't know what it meant. And see, that's something here in Ohio that I kind of envy you guys. That's something I wish we had, where you had a combination of the barber school and the on-the-job training.
Mm-hmm.
That on-the-job, there's nothing like on-the-job training.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You know,
somebody got their radio or TV up real loud. Can you turn it down a little bit, please? Oh. All right. Hey, man, this line is blowing up, y'all. We're going to keep it moving. Watch
hey,
down.
Is it possible for me to butt in on the theory part?
Come on. Let's get it on.
Okay. You know, I kind of went to barbering school in the hood. So it took me like three times to take the test, no problem, you know, with the live model and all. But when it came to theory, there was nothing on the test about no Jericho.
Hey, Chimay, you don't.
Okay.
Let me help you.
But, you know,
yeah, I want to help
I'm in Georgia where you have the mega hair show, you know, I'm not going to call no names, and that's another weak area. So, you know, I've been in the game for almost 10 years. So, you know, we do got to get back to the educational part, seriously.
Exactly.
You know what,
exactly.
And young lady, this is Roderick Samuels. I'm actually a school owner in South Carolina. The problem in lies is that a lot of people, especially nowadays, a lot of barber instructors that are teaching the students theory and practical, they don't necessarily know how to teach. It's one thing to go and test to become an instructor, but do you really know how to teach? Do you know how to educe? Do you know how to bring from within? Do you know how to educate as well as entertain your students to keep the retention? A lot of barber instructors out there right now, I got my instructor's license, but ask them to write you a lesson plan. Ask them about the four different types of learners. Ask them about visual versus kinesthetic learners. ask them about how to properly prepare and keep students interested and engaged in an hour-long lesson on anatomy and physiology. They can't tell you
okay,
that
because
they don't
you
know how to
that's
teach.
Fine, all well and done on that scientific way, but I'm talking about when you – we got a – in Georgia, there's a lot of urban life. You know what I mean? Like –
but you know what? You know
microwave generation. Like the money, and they got skills. But again, we got to find another way to educate. You know, with the theory part, because again, when a lot of the young barbers go to take that test, it ain't what they teach in the school.
But you know what? No, but you know what? Like
we have to have
instructors that are able to engage with the new age barbers. Because what it is, education is education. But the Bible is the Bible. I don't care what you say it is. Education is education. You know, alopecia is alopecia, whether you're white, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, or what. Everybody needs to learn it, and we need to all learn the same thing. So, y'all, let's keep it moving. We got callers from the 585, from the 313. We got y'all two coming up next. Caller. 585. Welcome to the Barber Zone. What we got on the line with us today?
This is Girl Barber Cheryl Brown from Rochester, New York. I'm cutting out a new Creations Barber Shop. You can find me on Facebook. That's Cheryl with two L's, brown like the color. Roderick hit it right on the point. What I've been screaming forever, that you can teach barbering, but the teacher, instructor, has to be taught. When I went to school, I was not taught anything about barbering. First, I went to beauty school, and they didn't even have a section on barbering. So I became the teacher. A student in the school took my time out, 2 or 3 hours, to teach the student, coming in as a student, which I have at least 20 years experience under my belt. Okay? And they saw something in me in the school, and they offered me to teach. And now, graduating in April, I'm now working in a barbershop professionally, and I still want to teach because there is a need for really, really good and professional teachers. Okay?
Now, you hit that on the head. That word is used right there, professional.
There are hardly... When I enter a barbershop, I don't see professionals here in Rochester. Very few, okay? So I conduct myself accordingly.
You know what? Hey, I'm laughing with you because I've been to Rochester, and I come up
there. There's a barbershop on every corner.
I've been there for some barber for some bowling tournaments. And, you know, Rabbi, you know, me being a barber, any city I go to, I'm looking at the barbershop. So if I get a chance to peek
right.
in or something. And I have seen some that I'm like, I wouldn't even get my hair cut there.
Basically, Rochester's barbershop, there's one that I cut at, New Creations Barbershop. Willie is owned by Willie Lightfoot. He's trying to get there. People take the test there, okay? But I went to beauty school to become a barber because I can do it all. But my thing is coming into this game, I'm 35 years old, coming into this game, I'm like, okay, there's no professionals out here. Plus, looking at females, I only know of one other female in Rochester who can cut. And besides, if you look at my work on Facebook, you can tell I'm an artist before a barber, as you can see. But I don't have any real competition of being a female, and I want someone to come up with a battle with all the females in the United States. I don't even know of two.
You missed it. You missed it,
what?
Baby girl.
Hold on.
I need to get in on the game because I know right now I'm hot. I'm on fire right now, and I need some competition.
What am I talking about? Hold on. This is a great segue right here, ladies. I'm glad you started that. All right, y'all.
I need some competition. Okay, okay. I want to get in the game, and I'm calling out all the female barbers around United States.
Okay.
Holler at me. Show me
it's
what you got. I see
Shakira,
and I see another girl. I forget her name. Another lady barber off the chain. Where the rest of them at?
Okay,
I see
we get
two.
Off the subject.
Okay.
We off the subject, but
hey,
for real.
Hold on. Don't make me mute you. But now, we get a little bit off the subject, but this is a segue right here.
Yeah.
May of this year, the Barber Zone Boot Camp will be here in Columbus, Ohio. You're going to see it on Facebook. Because the Barber Zone Boot Camp, we bring in some of the top professional educators to the city. Don't miss it. It's going to be some of the best education around. We're also going to have competition. And one of them we're going to have is a female competition.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Cheryl, make sure you get here. Oh, good. Get on here. We're going to get to Columbus.
That's 6 hours
we
away
had
from
a competition.
Me.
Huh?
I said that's 6 hours away from me.
Okay, it's going down, so make sure you check it out. All right, y'all.
Oh.
If y'all want to stay up on what's going on in the barber game, make sure you check out barberzone.org. Barberzone.org to keep you up on what's going on in the barber game, the products and everything. So make sure y'all check it out. We're going to keep it moving. Yes, sir.
Okay, real quick. This is MC Razor, and I want Rob to know about what they said so far. Okay, now, I'm in school as we speak, right now in class, and those things that Roderick mentioned to become that great professional educator, I want that. I want to learn how to teach professionally in a correct way because there's a lot of things that are missing in the school system. People, the teachers that have been in these schools that's been teaching for years and years, you know, I don't knock anybody, but all I know as coming back to school and seeing, okay, well, you got some students, they're trying to learn the regular basics of barbering. You know, they're trying to learn the regular basics of opening the shop and managing. But then as far as me coming to school and wanting to be taught that education to be an educator, you know, I've been finding it difficult. So when I hear someone like Roderick mention those things that's important that a master educator should know, there's not a lot of teachers that teach on that level that he's teaching because, no, I'm hungry. I want to know how to be a master educator and to be able to teach these students now in these days and time.
That's what we get. That's what we got to get to. That's why we have shows like this, man, so we can start having some dialogue so we can get to. But, all right, let's move on.
Hey, this is from Detroit. What's up, y'all? What's going on? What to do? What to do? Happy New Year. 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 Happ everything that we learned, or everything that I learned, was from the salon that I worked in. It was a salon in Detroit called Hair and Nails to Go, and my instructor was Carl Reed. He's the one that taught us our salon etiquette. He taught us proper techniques, things that you don't learn in school. It's amazing, all the things. It's just the basics. School teaches you very basic knowledge. And when you get out here, when anyone gets out here, whether it be nails, hair, or barbering, you really are lost. It takes you at least a year or so to learn. And then by then, you're trying to build up your clientele, and a lot of people leave because they're not making the money. So it's real difficult. And I don't understand why, schools are giving all these accreditations to teach And they're not teaching anybody anything. What is the, I don't understand how people can teach, get schools up and able to teach others. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, because what it is, what we're finding out, there's a couple schools around that, around here that they're in it for the money. See, early on, barber schools weren't able to tap into the financial aid money. But now you're able to get financial aid to go to barber beauty school. And, for example, the school I went to, there's and Robbie's been there, there's 40 chairs in the school. There's 20 chairs in the classroom. So when I was in school, the most we had was 60. And usually ran about 50 or 52. 20 on the floor, then you had the ones in the classroom, and, you know, we rotated in or out. Now, and then, if we were at capacity at that 60, you had to wait till someone graduated to come in. It was a waiting list. We had a board. It was a crazy long list on the board. Now, that same exact school, and Roger can tell you, there's over 110 students in that school. They are sharing stations. Two to three to a station.
Yeah.
How can you possibly practice the trade of barbering when you cut four heads a week?
Exactly.
There's students in there that cut four heads a week. I've got two new barbers that came from the school. So I got a white guy. Y'all might see him on our Facebook page or on the Barbers on YouTube page. My man Kurek. Nice, crazy nice. But let you sit an afro in his chair, he said, "Doc, I've never, ever, ever cut an afro." Huh? Never, ever.
Wow.
He said, all they gave me was straight hair. And I would get to practice on some of the students in the school, and, you know, they saw I got nice with the design, so they would let me cut their hair. But far as the school giving him a well-rounded variety of haircuts, it wasn't there because he's got 110 other students to compete with.
Right.
So school owners, yeah, instructors, quit doing these young barbers wrong, man. Y'all messing up the game. Y'all is really messing up this game. You got people out here with mad passion, mad professionalism, mad ability, mad hunger, and you're killing them.
Shake them down.
So if y'all on here and y'all got some school owners or something, let them get this show. We got another caller, man. We got the good Reverend Doctor, man. We got the one and only JDP, Jay the Barber. Welcome to the Barber Zone, Big Daddy.
What's up, man? How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
All right, what it is, Big Al?
Oh, man, we maintaining, doing some good things for the new year. Happy New Year to everybody that's on here.
Happy New
Year.
Yes,
sir.
Happy New
good
Year.
Good brother.
What's
tap
up, man?
Tap into this topic, man. You know, I know your background of coming up in the barber game, but did your barber school properly prepare you for this game, man?
Well, actually, I didn't go to barber school. I went to OJT just like Roger Samuels. And wherein I had to read the book from everything from the author to the index in the back, you know. And like he was saying also, just to reiterate what he was saying about instructors, you know, I have several books that I purchased from the ladies that I have here that I was actually seeking my instructor license earlier in the year 2010. But got on with the education team and I'm studying under Roderick right now, being an educator. And like he said, just learning the different techniques to get people to be more open, to understand where you're coming from with the knowledge you're trying to give to them about the game and learning different techniques and things of that sort. You really have to know what you're doing. You have to be, like he said, that person that engages people. Like myself, as I'm educating now, I'm more of a direct assertive, more assertive educator, but yet indeed I provide balance. And you have to learn that stuff about yourself. I've been in some schools where I've seen educators that really just basically read right out of the book and tell you to give them the answer, and basically leaving it up to you to get the information. And yes, everybody needs to be kind of pricked every now and then to understand the information. So I've seen some students that come in the barbershop and don't know how to do a simple taper. Don't know how to cutting a regular haircut is difficult, and you know, and just like things that that made me even in the game right now create a technique to help people who are in school to add to them, and those who are already out of school to add to their careers to help them proceed along successfully. So definitely, man, you know, school is good, but it depends on who's your teacher, how they're teaching you. And I would tell anybody who's actually studying to become a barber or a stylist to get in your books, understand it, learn from veterans in the game, go and sit in the shop. Even if you have your day off, go in the shop, sit, watch, and just take in a lot of the techniques that's going on. And like Javez, I don't want to blow my own horn, but definitely, you know, for 2011, I definitely have a great surprise and a great gift for the industry this year.
Hey, bro, you know how it is. And whatever you want to say, whenever you want to get it out, you can do
okay,
it on the phone.
Well, I'm going to drop it right here. As you know, I've been, you know, Roger Samuels and I and the whole commission team, we're definitely coming out with.
One thing, brother, make it quick, man. Just make it quick. That's all I'm
It's about. Very quick. Tools and Technique, get yours today. Inbox me with your email address. Get you a free Tools and Technique DVD. I'm guaranteed to speed you up, teach you how to do quality haircutting with great tools, and increase your income. Guaranteed. Jay the Barber, JDB, all day, every day.
Okay, that's enough. Make sure to pick up these hedge funds and ROIs, building your barber portfolio, brand new DVD from Roderick Samuels. You know me as Wall Street out here. We're going to show you not just how to do barbering, but how to do business as well.
We doing it. Hey, on the Barber Zone, y'all, we are doing it. Hey, but I'm telling you, when you get that education and you learn how to cut like crazy, don't forget that we started it officially 2011. We gave you a little peek, you know, in August, but the official no alcohol move for this start. We got the product Cool Touch out there. We're talking about education. We got a show coming. Cool Touch. There's no alcohol foamy anesthetic, y'all. No alcohol. No more burning them heads up. None of that. I got you. Check it out. Barberzone.org. Check it out under the Barberzone product. 2011, y'all. Yeah, I know y'all saw it when I put it on Facebook. The barber renaissance is here. The revival of the barber is here. And we're doing it through tools and techniques. We're doing it through education. We're doing it through products. We're doing it through all the positivity. It's time for us to step our game up and get the respect that we earn. So if you ain't with trying to step your game up, hey, you don't come around the Barber Zone, man, because that's all we're about is upliftment, man. So let's keep it cracking. We got one more caller, man. We taking it deep from the 573, man. Let's see who we got on the Barber Zone with us. From the 573, welcome to the Barber Zone.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's good, my brother. Who we got on the line with us today?
This is Daryl. Daryl, you can find me on Facebook as Daryl the Barber Houston. Yeah, I'm still currently a student myself, and I would have graduated last month with 1,000 hours, but I'm getting my 1,500 hours to work in the state of Illinois. Like I said, I'm currently in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. But I was listening to you guys, and y'all made a whole lot of interesting points. It was one thing that I really didn't get a whole lot of input about was currently going through school, did you all get taught about your taxes? If I would have graduated last month, I would have never even, you know, knew what I needed to do. I would have had to go get it from some other barber, you know what I'm saying, or somebody else has already been in the profession for a minute, you know what I'm saying. I had talked to a few barbers around the area and even outside of my area and see if I can go shadow them. And doing the shadow, you know what I'm saying, I have a lot of questions that I need to ask somebody that's really actually taking care of their business as far as even the sanitation to dealing with issues in the barbershop to everything as far as, I mean, not even just fundamental, just everything, you know what I'm saying? To be all the way around, you know what I'm saying, true player in the game, you know what I'm saying?
So Darren, what you're saying is, where you at in Missouri, so there's different levels of barber school that you can take, so you can take 1,000 hours and just come out, or you can go 1,400, or, you know, how is that working? Because in Ohio, you got to do a flat 18. No time off, flat 1,800 hours. And what, let's just try it in a minute, but what you understand here, we got schools, we got time barbers.
Okay.
We have a school here in Columbus where you can pick a schedule to go like 11 to 5 on Monday and 2 to 7 on Wednesday and, you know, 12 to 6 another day. No, when we went to school, it was 9 to 5 every day, straight.
That's how it is for me.
Only day off
is 8 to 4 every day.
5 every day. So what that is doing, you can actually tell here in Columbus what barbers went to what school. Because the ones that went to the school that went to OSBC, we're there all day. The ones that went to the school up north, them dudes come in half a day on this day, and then they off on this day, and like, bro, how did y'all? Well, that's what we did. That was the schedule we had in school. So, school owners, quit producing part-time barbers, man. Please quit producing part-time barbers. Get them in there. Teach them correctly. 1,400, 1,500, 1,800, however many hours you got to do. Let's get the best we can. And also, students. Any barber students listening to this out here, It's on you also. There's books. There's all types of educational tools. Now we've got Facebook, and we've got social networking. There's all types of individuals out here that are doing quality professional work in the barber camp. Y'all just heard my man JDB and my man Roderick. We got my man MC Razor in there. In school to be an instructor. We've got some quality people that's been in this business 10, 15, 20 years that can help you out. So there's really no excuse for any barber student not to know.
Hey, Tevez. So, Tevez.
Yes, sir.
And I want to extend my man, you know, hey, check it. You can email me at jaye@jayedabarber.com anytime. You know, like my man Roderick Samuel said about his DVD with all that stuff you want to learn about the business side of it, you know, ROIs, hedge funds, and different things like that. He's giving you the particulars dealing with the barber industry.
Yeah, so we need to, that's what we need, man. And y'all, we need to share this information, man. We got to stop this eating in the shop. If you know something and you see another barber about to do something wrong,
right.
Come here, man. Help him out. Quit having an attitude that if they mess up this dude, Edgar, he's not going to come back to them. He's going to come sit in my chair. No, it's not going to work like that. If they mess up that Edgar, they're not coming back to that stock 9 times out of 10. So help your people out, man, because that helps your shop grow and it helps this barber game grow. Because I was talking to somebody, man. I was talking to somebody the other day, and this dude said they in their shop doing vegan. A lot of people call it Beijing, but it's vegan, and they doing color without doing patch tests on people. And they got people's hair falling out. They got people's face breaking out because they're using the vegan all on your face incorrectly. Yo, education. Just because you see it on Facebook, don't mean it's right.
Hey, can I make a statement?
All right, whoever that is over there making a payment, put your phone on mute for us if you would. You can still listen. We just can't hear you making your payment. Good looking out one time from the bar zone. All right, we got a caller from the 803. We bringing one more person on this line, man. Calling from the 803. Welcome to the bar zone. Who we got on the line with today?
What's up, man? It's your boy, Lee Blades.
Lee Blades in the building. What's
yeah,
up, your brother?
Hey, nothing, man. Just leaving the shop.
Okay. Hey, man, we need you to tap into this topic, man. Big Lee Blades. Hey, before you do that, you know how we do, man. You ain't been on the show in a while, man, so I need you to give people all your information, how to get hold to you. If they down there in that North Carolina area, man, they can get at you. So let them know where you are, Big Daddy.
Lee Blades, Undisputed Barbershop. LeeBlades@gmail, LeeBlades@yahoo. You can catch me on that. I got a website, www.leeblades.com. Got a brand new instructional DVD coming out. I'm going to drop it in February, and it's called The Art of Fading, because I see that as a weak point in the industry as far as the blend, as far as using color and blending together. So what I'm going to do, I already have a DVD out on Begin Technique. So on this DVD, I'm going to teach you different techniques of fading, and I'm going to show you how I apply the color to the fade and make it look natural and not drawn on.
Oh, man, I want to be like you. I grow up good, bro. Congratulations on your DVD. But tap into this. Before you was Lee Blade, before you was Big Meek, before you was, you know, the Andes educator guy, and you was in barber school, man. Did they prepare you for the real world, or did they just give you, know, little bull?
I must say they really did. When I left barber school, I was equipped to be able to survive in the shop. And plus, on top of that, like you were saying before, I had good brothers, man, that if they saw something wasn't right, they would text me. And you need to tighten up that fade on the right side. Your line kind of crooked. So they helped me along, man, and because of them, I am who I am. People like Roger Kahn and JDB, man, they stay on me right now. You can't never figure that you're too big or you know too much, because when you do, you miss the boat.
Hey, all about the education, Big Daddy. So, you know, my question and my thought I had today was right, man. We got 10 callers on the line. And it sounds like for the majority, people weren't trained right in barber school, man. And that's a damn shame. But to God be the glory that we got the educators, that we got the people that paved this path for us a little bit, that was able to help us get right so we can get other people right. So, man, hey, beautiful.
But you know what, if I can piggyback off that, I was also hungry. When I left school, I was hungry. I'm still hungry. If you can't figure you got the tightest fade or the tightest tape or whatever, you got to be ever growing and ever get knowledge, man. The Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. You got to look for it. It ain't just gonna drop in your lap. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Hey, basically, if you was hungry and look at your size, you see me, you know I was famished, boy. I was ready to get it. I came in full, you know. I came in running on all fours. But I was an exceptional type of cat. I had already been to college. I had been cutting and all that. So I came in the barber game with a different mentality than a lot of people is.
Right.
But one thing I like to see is in the barber game, in these barber schools, we implement business classes. The business theory, the taxes, the marketing, the advertising.
Right.
I got all of that because I went to college first and I got a degree in accounting and general business. So I already had that training. So when I came to barber school, they looked at me like, dude, you want some other stuff. Yeah, you trying to be on it too? Let's go.
Yeah, but, and you know what? I want to commend Mr. Roger Samuels for that, man, because he's an excellent teacher and motivator at doing that. You know what I'm saying? He makes you hungry for it and he shows you how to go get it.
Why is there only one
Rocky Samuels out there, man? Because it's a money-driven industry, man. People are money-hungry, and they don't understand money comes through quality. Everybody looking for a quick hustle. I had a cat come in the shop today. "Oh man, you know you got it going on." I see you. I said, "Man, Rome ain't been built in a night, bro. I've been cutting 12 years. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving the shop just like tonight. I was the first man there. I'm the last man leaving, and I'm the owner.
And I'm the owner."
Hey, Chavez. Chavez,
this is JDB.
This is JDB, man. That's exactly why I'm giving out 1,000, not 100, but 1,000 free. That's right, free. If you want it, get it. Free DVDs at the Bronner Brother Hair Show. You got from 10 o'clock that morning until 12 midnight to get your free copy.
JDB.
Yes, sir.
Put the barbers on down for about 25 of them, man. So I'm bringing the JDB message back to Columbus, man. So put me down for about 25 of them, man, because we bringing that back here, man. I got to spread some of that. Hey, y'all, but hold on. We got one more person coming on the line, man. We got the first lady and just checking in. Mr. Mika, gifted hand. Welcome to the barber zone, lady.
The commission.
Hello, fellas. Hello, fellas. Good evening. Good evening. How you guys doing?
Good evening.
What's up, boo?
Beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Hey, Miss Mika, you know, before you became the first lady of the barber gang, you know, when you was just a young pup, you know, just grabbing the clippers in barber school, did they actually properly train you to hit this barber gang with both feet running? Were you properly trained for the barber world?
Well, even before I attended barber school, I was properly trained.
Wait. I'm sorry. Let me do this. You know how we do on this show. Before you get started, let the people know who you are, your numbers, how they get hold to you, and all of that, and then tap into it.
Okay, guys. My name is Tamika Thomas, a.k.a. First Lady. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/no.oneladybarber. My website is no1ladybarber.com. Contact me through email, no.oneladybarber@yahoo.gmail, and Hotmail is all the same. I'm located out here in Covington, Georgia. My cell is 404-578-6817. You guys just hit me up. If you need any info, anything I can help you with, hit me up.
Right on. Hey,
I wanna get to this. Oh, go ahead.
One thing, then you can do this. If we still got the ladies on the line, look like we still got the ladies on the line.
Yep.
Y'all wanna connect with a sister? And y'all can do some powerful things in the barber gang as a lady. Hit Tamika up so the ladies can come together and y'all can do y'all thing, man. So I love the ladies and I love to see y'all cutting, doing y'all thing in the shop, looking all cute and stuff. So y'all get together.
This is Cheryl from New York, and I've been following Tamika. I look up to her because she's doing her D thing, okay? Now,
hey,
I've been gotten this back seriously, when I first started, now I was following her first, and then there was another girl named Shatera. I couldn't think of Tamika's name at the time, but I look up now. What I'm trying, I want to connect with the females out there, because here in Rochester there's only me and another female. But doing what I do.
She just gave her information, so hit her up. Girl, hit her on Facebook right now. So,
I hit her on Facebook a couple times. I don't know. I know she's pretty busy, but I did hit her up on Facebook a couple times.
I'm going to go through and find you, girl.
I'm going to find you.
But I really love what you're doing, and I really need to connect with you because, you know, you have a really awesome talent. And I want to try to get connected with you and the other girl, Shatera.
Here it is. Now, Tamika. Before you became the lady that you are in the barber game, let's get to it now. Were you properly trained right in barber school?
Actually, I was, and up until this day, I always keep in touch with my barber instructor. She's a female also, and she not only taught me. Well, actually, I was there to assist the class. I was like the teacher's assistant. I was not only, you know, being a student, but I was business-minded. I was very professional at that time when I was in barber school. And, I mean, whatever the class needed or whatever, I was always there to assist. And was I properly trained? Definitely. I mean, I went to school at Hines Community College in Utica, Mississippi. That's where I got licensed at, and to this day, I thank my instructor, Ms. Jacqueline Sullivan, for everything. Big shout out to her.
Okay. Now, question. Now, with it being in a community college, did you get some business training as far as like marketing and like taxes and things of that nature, or did you just get like most of us got, which was, you know, you got your theory and then you got the practical part. Did you get any advanced training, you know?
Actually, I didn't. I could have, you know, that was an option.
Okay.
I could have after I finished the course, the barber course. That was, like I said, that was an option. But at that time, I was in between moving, and right after school or whatever, that's when I moved to Georgia, and I didn't go back and get that. But later on, she sent me some stuff, you know, my instructor sent me some stuff through email or whatever, and they're constantly going over things with me. So you can say I got that training, but, you know, I didn't go to school to get the training.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, that was the question I was asking, was it available in your school? So.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it was available. Right. It was highly. It was right there for me, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Tavares. Tavares.
Yes, sir.
Not to cut the first lady off or nothing like that, but you know what? I'm sitting back, but, you know, just thinking, as long as we've been running a promotion about free, what I think a lot of individuals in the industry are going to have to get rid of is a lot of self-pride and realize that, you know what, there's never enough education. You know, being that my team, the team that I'm with right now, we went from Andes South to the commission trying to push education. We will show up to barber battles, but we won't show up to the classroom to improve our skills. Over the holiday, I watched something. I stood around a couple of barbers and seen some things, and, you know, noticing that, you know, I was cutting with a quickness through the techniques that I learned from other individuals that I socialized with in the industry, and looking at some barbers that don't ever attend shows, don't ever go to any continuing education classes, and stuck in a rut of doing haircuts for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and here I'm knocking out 3 to 4 and still giving you quality, giving you speed, and giving you the time. And the thing about it is there's just too much self-pride to say, hey, I want to advance myself. Right now I'm giving away a free DVD. I should have more people blowing up my mailbox where I got to give away another 1,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we talked about it before, man. It's crapping the barrel syndrome. We got one last person, man. He's sneaking in at the end like he always do. Y'all know what it is. It's Berkey, Mr. Chris Berk.
Berkster.
Chris Berk.
Am I on? Hello? Hello?
I was sure Bama was going to beat Michigan State. Hey, street. Still.
Nothing from barber college. I learned that. And we had to get there. We had to clock in. We couldn't be late. We had to do certain things. Like, we couldn't be sitting there cracking jokes and all this other stuff. He wouldn't let us congregate. We had this guy, Mr. Lee. He was like the traditional barber. You know, the African American that made it in the neighborhood type guy. And so, you know, he instilled a lot of things in us, man, and kept us on the straight up and up.
Excuse me, whoever that is with the argument in the background or whatever, could you just put your phone on mute? You don't got to get off. You don't got to stop listening to the show. But we just need you to put that on mute. We don't need to hear you, what's going on in your background. Thank you. All right, Mr. Bird, back to you.
I think barbers are traditionalists. You know, I do the barbering and I do the cosmetology. So taking both, I'd have to say that barbering gives you a whole lot more structure. It gives you a whole lot more discipline. I mean, just your image of a barber is somebody who's clean cut, precise. You know, they not only do they know what is the right thing to do, but they know how to maintain things. They know how to fix things. They know how to keep that precision at a certain level. You know, and I can't say that they really taught us that in cosmetology. It's a totally different game. And so, you know, being trained in both, I think that's what kind of separates, you know, what I have to offer versus, you know, whoever's sitting next to me in a salon or, you know, when I go out and you know, and I politic with other people, I just bring something different to the table from taking the barber college so seriously, taking that, you know, the structure and the know-how and the traditionalism that they taught us. So, you know, as far as being ready for the street, I mean, you know, that's something different. Y'all were talking about marketing and all that. I think they should teach it in school. You know, but you know, it has to be on a really sound foundation, I think.
Exactly. I mean, but that's because that's part of the total training.
Right.
But you
yeah.
know what? And y'all, you know, my aunt's family and you, Berkey, and all those, y'all already know what I say here in Columbus. If they want to keep their lackadaisical on teaching these barbers, the Barbers on Academy is going to be open. Give us six months with the help of my man Rodney Samuels, and you know, a couple of us, we're going to put it together. We're going to put together the Barber Zone Training Academy. We don't know the official name, but it's going to be Barber Zone Academy somewhere in there, where we're going to train you barbers on this advanced education. Y'all, that's what
right.
we need to do. Us barbers that's out here, that's doing our thing, quit talking about it and let's be about it.
Right.
If they lacking, if these schools is lacking, let's open up some academies. Let's open up some profile corporates all over the country, and let's do this advanced education thing.
Right.
Hey.
Well, I think y'all are doing the right thing. I definitely think all y'all are doing the right thing. You know, you've got your training. You've been in the salon or the barbershop executing it. You've developed a program, a system that you can package up and teach. So everybody's either got videos or starting a school or something like that, and that's what's going to change the game. That's the foundation of that renaissance you're talking about, you know, where there's an awakening that's happening in the industry, and it's for the better, you know. I'm all about – am I on y'all's list for real? Is Roddy still on the phone?
You already know.
I had to put my email on his.
I got you. So I got you, boy. Hey,
I'm on JDB's list, but I got to.
Hey, Burke, you know I got to put you on my list. Tamiko put you on her list.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
The whole commission family, you got a DVD from us, man.
Okay. All right. That's all good.
Hey,
but Chris Burke, I'm glad you said that, Burke, because I got one thing to say. You know, I've been, you know, we've been working real hard on our concepts and stuff like that, and you know, making some different things happen. But you know, after all the DVDs, the free DVDs are gone. Roderick Samuels, annuities, hedge funds, and ROIs will be the number one seller versus
Who
the Technique, What a Girl Wants, and The Art of Fading. Call at your boy.
First lady, because
holler at your boy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's
trash, man. That's trash.
But whatever it is, if y'all want to get it all the way out there, y'all know where y'all got to come. Against Facebook,
oh, absolutely.
You know you got to come to the Barber Zone. You got to come to the Barber Zone. Y'all already know. Your boy is talking about the 2011, man, with everybody doing their DVDs and training and all that. The Barber Zone is geeked to see what 2011 brings, man. So big up to everybody that's out there doing their thing. If you're thinking about doing your thing, get off the couch, man. Get on your computer and do some work. You know, let's quit messing around. Let's be about this business that we're talking about on the phone every week. Let's quit messing around, man, and let's make, you know, let's be some positive changes in our community. But if we ain't educated, if we ain't getting our stuff right, we can't do that. You just going to be that brother in the shop that go in the shop from 9 to 5, cut 10, 15 heads, go home, and start the same routine over.
Well, Javez, check this out. Hey, Javez, this is JDB. Hey, but one thing I want to say is you cannot, by no means necessary, force feed education to anyone. They got to really want it, be hungry about it. Is a lot of educators on this line willing to give it. Like you see Roderick Wall Street, even though ROIs and hedge funds, he still think ROIs means running out of ideas, but we're going to let him go with that one, saying he's going to be the first seller. But he know tools and technique. I'm going to show you how to put more money in your pocket in a less amount of time. Tamika, my little sister, she trying to do her thing. She look cute on the cover, but that's where it's going to stay, cute on the cover. My boy Lee Blair, he gonna bring him the real, but I'm going to let him carry my bag.
Lee, you
hear that, right? Hey, I'm going to let Lee carry my bags, all right? But this is all good, though. We gonna do it big for the 2011. We're going to drop it like it's hot. You're going to see Big Daddy walking through the stadium right there with a nice suit on because I just got finished getting fitted. So y'all be sure to make that tools and techniques your number one DVD.
You mean to tell me what you got fitted for? What, you got an extra medium?
Hey, y'all full of a lot of hot air. Y'all know that, right?
All J suits gonna look like Under Armour.
Post my pictures on the web on your on Barber's Zone for the last 30 minutes. Y'all full of hot air, man. We're seeing the end.
Yeah. All J suits gonna look like Under Armour. They're gonna be tight on his body, so he'll look like a loop dancer. And I mean, Tamika, you know what? Like Jay said, you know what I mean. You can get Tamika DVD at the local swap meet, Compton swap meet. You can get Tamika DVD and a pair of socks.
Hey Van, you know why they talking all that, right? I already got the trophy. I already got the belt, man. That's why you're talking all that snack, bro. That's all.
You gonna get the belt when I put you across your knee and let that record skip. Whip you when I wanna. Whip you when I wanna.
Keep on hating.
This ain't never motivate right here.
Hey.
Hey, man, y'all know this is how we do at the end of the show, man. It just has for fun.
But at the end of the day, it's all about great education, man. Out there
absolutely,
for everyone.
Man.
Grab every one of these DVDs because you're going to learn something, you're going to earn something. And let me tell you something. Hey, everybody likes a fat pocket, so holler at your boy. Definitely JDB,
yes,
Roderick Samuels, the Commission, Barber Zone, Chris Burke, all the young ladies on the line here. Definitely we wish you much success in 2011.
Hey,
this JDB, I'm out.
Huh? Hey, yo, can you get one of the DVDs through Facebook if we inbox you?
Yep,
yes,
that's all you got to
yes.
do. Inbox any one of us. Lee Blades, you know, Lee, he's so big time. He got two pages. You know what I'm saying? but
man, he's a big man. What do you expect?
Yeah, he got two pages, but one follower. He got two pages and two friends. They ain't gonna sell nothing. Two pages with two friends. Me, Tamika, and Jim.
Hey, 'cause I'm his friend on the other page. Oh, hey, that dude ain't even on here no more. He didn't cut off. Oh, he can't take the jokes.
So he's still on here. I got him linked up.
I'm on here. Hello?
You on
there? Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey,
I hear you, man.
Hey, why are you calling on the three-way, man? You ain't on the switchboard, big man.
You know, I got disconnected, and I called back, and they said no shows are in the queue. So I called Ryan, and he cut me in.
Oh, yeah, hey, that switchboard, hey, y'all know how it is. The switchboard closed, at, you know, after the hour.
But you notice how he's back in. This is commission technology you're dealing with. So when y'all deal with the commission, realize we get it there any way we can.
All day.
What that means is
Malcolm X status.
One thing. When you call Roderick, you gotta be like, "Hey man, is we the only ones on the line?" Because Roderick has six other people on the line with you. Like, damn, did I just talk about him?
Hey man, we be having conference calls, man. We got to strategically plan this stuff out, man.
Yeah. That'd be funny. I'd be like, Roderick has six people on the line.
It's all about strategic planning. Look at it. Sometimes you got to bring the boardroom to the people.
That's right.
You got to bring the boardroom to the people.
But you know what, Chavez? I'm going to leave everybody with this word right here before I'm out, Chavez. And I want to tell everybody that's on the line and people that's out there listening, do what you love and love what you do, and everything will work out just fine. Holla at your boy. This is Jay the Barber. I'm out.
Much love to you. Hey, y'all, you know, we going to end this show, but a lot of us, we going to end up on the phone on a little conference call in a minute anyway. But, you know, for the people that's still on the line, man, get one more comment about this topic, man, about the barber school, man. And even tap in, say, you know, what we can do about it. So, Ms. Girl. We're gonna start with you. Give us one more word about this topic for tonight.
Just keep your professionalism. I'm on the line having a little bit of fun. Long day. But professionalism. I hope y'all be able to stretch out to Rochester, New York. You know, I see a lot of stuff dealing with the South, but definitely us up here in the North, we trying to get in the game too. So if you're ever around our area, give me a shout-out. We could do some things. Good night.
Most definitely. Appreciate you. Got the other sister on the line. Forgive me for forgetting your name. Give us one more comment on the topic tonight. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, it's Tamika, man. What's sister?
It's Lady Barbara Phil. And you mean
Atlanta
okay. Or where is Tamika?
Tamika, girl, we got somebody else from the A on the line. You ain't the only lady barber.
Wait. See, listen, I'm sorry. I apologize. No disrespect. Listen, to Ben and the other lady barber on the line from Atlanta. I apologize. My bad. I came in on the topic late. I missed your introduction. I apologize.
I'm Lady Barbara Phil, known as a Dare Designer Cut.
Okay.
On Auburn Avenue.
Okay.
Where dreams happen.
Okay.
I just wanted to say quickly for all the young barbers, just get up under somebody who's been out here, you know, for 5 or 10 years. You know, get some hands-on experience. You know, observe. You know.
Hey,
there it is.
The conclusion that we've come to is that barber and beauty schools aren't adequately preparing individuals as a whole to come into the real hair world. So that's what we need to do. We need to share some of this knowledge we already got. So let's get it. Wall Street. One time, man. Get the people another good word before we get up out of here.
Always remember that education is not an option, it's a must. And even if you have to be self-taught, you teach yourself how to be self-sufficient and get what you want out of life.
Man. Lady, Ms. Tamika, one more good word.
I agree agree with the other lady barber out here in the A, baby. I love you, girl. I ain't even met you yet, but I love you.
Oh, love you too.
Hey, but the same thing, you know, keep it professional and follow somebody who's already in the game. You know what I'm saying? But schooling, education is a must. They do need to go to school because just to make a long story short, I mean, I was already cutting 10, 15 years before I actually attended school. But once I got in school, I learned new things about skin disorders and different types of stuff like that or whatever. I mean, it's a must that you get educated because you never know what's out there.
Beautiful word. Berkey, the last man on the show, you get the last word for the evening.
All right. The barber tradition.
You going to leave me out?
You know. The barber tradition.
Oh, hey, Chris. Hey,
who's at least
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude, brother. Hey, I'm looking at my switchboard, man. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. Hey, Chris.
What's good, Lee?
Hey, Chris.
What's
up? Hey, Chris. Before Lee start going off on us, man. You know, let him get his last word here first. When he start going off for us and things, you know he's big, dude. We don't want to throw his plate around. So, Big Lee, through the help of Commission Technology, give us one more good word.
Man, hey, everybody's right. Just tying in with everybody says. You know, I'm a PK, so I'm going to hit you with a little something from the good book. Keep a pass from lack of knowledge, man. So if you're hungry, you got to go get it, man. Nothing is given. Nothing is given. Everything got to be got, man. You got to want it. Like everybody say, man, keep pushing it and change the world. But you got to start with yourself.
There it is. Hey, that's a good word from the good brother. All right. Anybody else on the line that I can't see on the switchboard? Anybody else? If not, hold your peace. Good brother, Chris Burke. One more good word for my brother.
Yeah, I was just saying that the barber tradition is an old one. I mean, it's been perfected before any of us got here. So, like everybody else has said, education is key. And get that stuff before you start launching off on your own. I mean, it's going to be your foundation. So learn everything that they teach you in school, and then pick a direction to aim yourself and run from there, like everybody else said. Just be yourself. Make the game yours. But go to school first.
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, we've come to the close of another Barber Zone, Into the Barber Zone Blog Talk Show. The first one of 2011. And y'all want to say thank you. Thank you to all the guests that came on, express their opinion on this topic about these barber and beauty schools. But everybody's right. Everybody that was on here is right. Education is the key. Whether it was at school, whether we got it on-the-job training, or whether we got it just writing shop. Y'all, education is the key. We got to have all the education. The money will come. The more we educate ourselves, the better we are to service our clients. The better we are to connect with our community. So get your game right. Get your tools up. Get your technique right. Get your business in order. Let's be better in 2011. So from your man, Chavez, right here, and the Barber Zone, we want to say Happy New Year. And the Barber Renaissance is here. Stay connected to thebarberzone.org. If you ever in Columbus, you want to get tightened up on your cut, or you got some questions or comments, hit us up, 614-445-9663. Hit us on the email, info@barberzone.org. But until next week at 9 p.m., y'all, the new time, 9 p.m., and the switchboard showed us that the response was better. We say, Barber Love, without having to pay a trademark fee or nothing. Barber Love, and y'all, let's make our communities better, man. peace till next week.
Somebody attorney gonna call you.
You're gonna get an email.